Oh, you're an audiophile junkie, are you?
Not quite. I'm just.
Admit it.
Yeah, you got me, man. I beat it to the waveforms every now and then.
And this is staying in. We finally got him. And Kevin is a confirmed audiophile.
You fucking clown. You have busted.
Yeah, honk honk on your red nose, you fucking clown. Welcome to Oops All Segments.
Oh my god. I didn't even get to play the theme song this time.
Watch him squirm as he tries not to show how much he loves the music. He likes it more than normal people.
Oh, I can't help but vibe. I'm gonna come.
No.
Is that vibing? Wow.
Is that coming? What the fuck? That's what it's supposed to look like.
Oh my god. Welcome to Oops All Segments, the very best podcast hitting your eardrums at this very moment. I'm Kevin.
I'm Thomas, and today we are here with sometimes father, eternal comedian, actor, Miguel Rivas. Welcome, Miguel.
Hello, that's not the intro we agreed upon. You added a word. I was immediately resentful.
I got the sense that you were a funny man.
Wrong! You don't know me. I feel like dead serious.
Because actor is kind of pointed. Like, so many, especially on a comedy podcast, it's like, don't expect bits from this guy. Just actor Miguel Rivas. Yeah.
Just actor Miguel. Miguel, what's new in your life, man? What's going on with you?
What's new? You know, I got a new plant that I'm trying to look after.
Okay. Is that back there that we can see?
No, that's a fake plant.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed about that.
Sure. Okay. No,
downstairs we have a bamboo.
Oh, bamboo nice. Tree.
Okay.
And we're trying to grow it and teach my kids the value of life.
Does bamboo actually require a lot of care, or is it pretty easy?
Not really. It's kind of like a cat. Okay. It's so, in the background.
Yeah. Understand.
Bamboo is one of the coolest plants. Like, it, when you're Definitely. A kid, you find out about bamboo, everything's different. Like,
what? Yeah. What do you mean?
It's like an awesome tube. Pandas eat it. Like, it doesn't really look like any other plant. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's kind of exotic.
But it's only number two on the list. Number one, obviously, Venus flytrap.
Wow.
As a kid, Venus flytrap was the coolest
still
thing.
I would say, like, I don't, it's crazy.
The image of in my mind is that it, like, moves around when I was a kid. Is that it like, moves around and attacks people like a monster.
Oh, yeah. Like, right?
You see Little
like
Shop of Horrors.
Audrey 2 or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Let's we'll go down the list. And what's the third coolest plant?
Why are we?
It's got to be coniferous trees.
Just a large swath of different kinds of trees.
Uh-huh. Yeah, on this podcast, we believe that Christmas is not canceled, and we will say,
We're allowed. You know, I'm bringing happy Christmas back. You're allowed to say it.
The Brits say it. Yeah.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah. That's great.
Cool. I will say we have a lot of plants in our place that have died. Like, just no matter what we try, whether we water them or we get ones that are like low maintenance, they just die. I don't know if they're on the window, there's too much sun, what's going on. But
Kevin, are you watering a plant right now?
No. I'm just getting over a cold, so I thought I'd just start the show off by kind of giving myself a bit of a steam.
It looked like you were prepared for my off-the-cuff plant riff.
Yeah, it really did. Kevin, we can't see you.
No, that's fine. I'm just kind of doing a steam. Keep going. I can hear you guys.
You created an echoey towel cave for yourself for your perverted audio needs. You just want...
I just need to clear out.
You're a fucking audiophile. Can I swear? I can swear.
Yeah. Right? I mean, yeah. Fuck oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so you're an audiophile and you're a grimace head?
Yeah.
I'm a big
grim guy.
Towel.
Yeah, it is a purple towel. Most of the towels in my house are purple. I didn't want it to be purple. I wanted it to be the sort of classic beige for the bit, but unfortunately, I don't have any of those. So,
what do you mean classic?
Classic beige. Aren't towels white usually?
Well, after I'm done with them, they usually sort of have
gross.
A tinge.
Man, I got.
What? hang on.
Here's something else new in my life. I also ordered... Sorry, you go ahead. You go ahead, asshole.
This is not going to be long. Miguel, what did you get Grimace for his birthday?
I got him... What do you think I got him? A fucking Big Mac.
Nice. And he loves that. He works there, but he still loves it. You know, it's just a treat to not have to pay.
He's a Mac sauce head.
I'm trying so hard not to spill this very hot water all over the electronic equipment.
Look, it's just for a bit. You could have used regular water. You didn't.
Well, I was hoping it would actually have some real healing effects.
The steam is visible on camera.
Yeah, no.
And also, the steam will also ruin your equipment.
Yeah, it's not.
You didn't think this through at all. Is that a bong behind you?
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Kevin has a plush and probably a real bong within reach.
I
thought you were
going to
pour the boiling water into your bong. That was my first guess.
People usually use ice for their bong, but not Kevin.
Yeah. I like a hot pipe, you know? I like it like a good hot toke. This isn't working.
I like to be able to not even be able to touch the bong, you know?
Yeah.
Then I'm not tempted. Yeah. Because I'm sober.
Yeah. That's
so I keep it as hot as possible.
Lower the accessibility.
Freshly blown glass, yeah.
Exactly.
But Miguel, you had something else to tell us, and I interrupted.
Oh, it's so far gone and back now. This is going to be this is basically a callback at this point.
Oh, sure.
You're talking about classic towels. I haven't gotten new towels in forever, but I randomly got a Amazon gift card for my birthday.
Nice.
And it was for $50, and I was like, what should I use it on? So I was like, I know, I'll get a stack of towels.
Yeah, yeah.
So I ordered $50 worth of towels from Amazon. And
did you get Amazon Basics towels, or did you get a decent brand?
Basic. And they are, let me tell you, they are sandpaper. I thinking? What a huge waste of $50.
Oh, man. There it is.
Amazon gift card can get you to do some loopy stuff because suddenly you're like, what's the thing I've been needing that I just will not buy for myself?
Yeah, yeah.
It unlocks. When I first moved to Chicago, I got a big Amazon gift card because they canceled my or they kicked me off my flight. Mm-hmm. And I bought all Amazon furniture for my apartment here the first day because I just had this influx of I have $700 to buy a desk and an air mattress.
Is this standard practice where they're like, sorry, we canceled your flight.
Yes.
Here's an Amazon gift card.
Yeah.
There's some sort of the obvious one company owns everything type of thing, right? Like they're really selling that vibe to you with that type of transaction.
They'll give you a choice, but typically what happens is they oversell your flight on purpose.
Yes, I know.
Assuming that some people won't show up, and then when everyone does show up, they're desperately, someone has to agree not to take this flight. So how much money can we give you? And then it's usually Amazon or flight vouchers, whatever. Anyway.
Right, right.
Kevin, what's new with you?
Well, what's new with me right now is that I'm sort of trying to figure out what to do with this weird, hot gelatinous blob in front of me. Well, I put VapoRub in it. I really did make a steam out of this.
Okay.
I wasn't fucking around. All right, I was finding out, but I don't know what to do with it. No, I'm kind of in the perfect state where you know how when you have a sickness. And your body, when you're just about to come out of it, I'm sort of on the last day of feeling like shit, and I know I am.
Wish, bro.
Well, yeah, I mean, emotionally, no, but
yeah. Wait till you hear how much we insult you in this
in the next
it's
40 minutes.
You're gonna feel this shit.
Yeah, this is gonna be the first day of you really feeling like shit.
You thought you were out of the woods, but it's really no. Because what happens is because I'm sort of a workaholic, my body has to tell me when to take a break because I will never do it. So. Wow.
And isn't that beautiful? And doesn't the body keep the score in some ways?
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And minus.
And now
minus,
it's trying to settle the score.
Yeah.
Yeah, minus 11, just for the record, if we're talking about body count.
Okay.
Whoa, nice.
We weren't, but congratulations.
The man fucks, and that's
confirmed. You are a slut. Nice work.
Holy shit. Not that high of a number, really, to shame me for, really.
One a year, right?
We're congratulating you.
Do you think, how old do you think I am, Thomas?
Wait, can I guess? Because I probably even
you actually
even
don't know.
Off. Yeah, I have no idea how old
Miguel.
You, are.
You guess. Just know, I said one a year just now.
Yeah, so you're 31.
No, but close. But yeah, that Thomas, isn't that your age?
That I'm 31.
Yeah, you're 30. Aren't you? Are you 32?
Do I appear to be a child? Whoa. Do I need to get dropped off at daycare? No, I'm 32, thank you.
You'll notice he doesn't have a fucking plush bong in his
Yeah, room. You'll notice I'm not he's surrounded.
Yeah.
Well, my infant suckling on its it's like syringe.
You can't even use that bong. If you try and light it, it will go on fire.
Yeah, did one episode. I tried to do a bit where I took a hoot from my real bong and then put this to my face. And then blew it out at the start of the ad break, but I wasn't able to hold it in for long enough. I am 34. I'll be 34 this year, so I'm 33. Okay. So I'm actually older than Thomas, and
I'm only slightly
immature.
I had a birthday last Friday.
Thank you. Happy belated birthday!
Thank you. Yeah.
How old do you think I am?
Wow.
Okay.
And I still have my hair. If that's what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Although I guess that was already a bit of a tease.
You seem just
don't
so
be mean
mature.
Now. Don't be mean.
No, I'm serious. You seem mature. You seem like to have a good sense of
me
who
mature.
Oh. And he's
I'm
mature
silly.
Enough. He's mature enough to also let loose a little bit.
I know when to be silly.
Surprise, yeah, so motherfucker.
I think because I hope I still have a couple years to catch up to you and all you've accomplished. I think you're 35.
What do you think, Kevin?
I'm going to say 38.
I am 66 years old.
Whoa, so no, right? Obviously, you're senior. Not 66,
no, I'm,
right?
I turned That's 39 insane. Last
wow.
year.
Wow. Oh, good guess, Kev.
Congratulations.
Pretty close.
Congratulations on turning 39. But to answer your question, Thomas, I'm feeling like I'm on the upswing.
Nice.
What about you, man? What's new with you?
I had a games night last night, and if you've ever met me, I had some people over to play some board games. Doesn't surprise anyone, even a total stranger like Miguel, that I'm into that stuff.
Yeah, it's sort of the vibe you give
off. Do you paint little figurines?
No, because my hands... My that's Warhammer.
Warhammer.
My hands tremble, unfortunately, so I'm not able.
So you lied about your age then.
Palpable excitement.
66. Okay. But as you try to, why don't you guys try to guess? Well, Kevin knows. Miguel, why don't you try to guess what kind of a guy I am at a board game night? What's my vibe?
Oh my God, you're the guy who, when you're getting the rules of a new game explained to you. You can't help but riff and be difficult, and you upset the person explaining the rules.
That is both true and the thing I deal with because I'm also explaining the rules. So,
There's nothing worse than explaining the rules of a board game. Like,
oh
it's literally the worst thing
on
earth.
Oh,
you're going to get it. Don't worry. We'll just do one round, and you're going to get it. It's actually really fun. When you get it here, it actually turns out to be really fun if you just pay a little bit of attention.
It is like running a daycare in a way because you have to keep everyone's spirits up. Like you have to keep being like, we're almost done. Like, and you're basically there. You basically know how to play. And like after, like, but also people are doing bits. They're not listening. They're confused. The thing I do,
bits.
I am the control freak also. So the first like two rounds of a new game, I'm telling everyone what to do. I'm like, well, you're really going to want to invest in diamonds early on just because that'll be useful for like, the cart later, you know, like I'll have my little strategy that I pass.
Are you the kind of guy to tell somebody that and then play like a counter strategy for the basic?
No,
rules?
I would never betray someone unless last night we were playing Secret Hitler and
so
that's
you,
a fun one if you know how.
So
I was,
you would never betray somebody unless the opportunity to be Adolf Hitler sort of arose? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm learning so much so quickly about you two
you
on this podcast.
Frame it that way, it sounds really bad. Mm. But yeah.
So yes then yes
I actually didn't betray anyone. I was a liberal, but I had the opportunity. I think it would have been fun had I been a secret fascist to be explaining the rules and sort of introducing people to bad strategies under the guise of being a liberal.
Right
Do you know what you do you know what you in Brazil, my wife's Brazilian. I'm married.
Yeah.
Okay. And he still has a laugh now and then.
I just picked a sound, and the one that it was the Taco Bell sound, which feels
run for
a
the
little. Yeah.
Yo quiero my wife.
Yes. And she's Brazilian. And when you learn a board game in Brazil, and you're playing with new people or children. You have to let them, you play with your cards open face or whatever. If you're playing a card game, you try to learn the rules.
Sure.
They call it you're playing cafe con leche.
Oh.
Like, wait. You can't handle the coffee, so you need milk.
You add, coffee with cream and, yeah. and
I'm,
sugar.
I'm that guy.
No,
I'm
you seem like a guy who would allow no leche.
No leche.
At my game table, but with my coffee, I'm putting creamer in, and I got the syrup yeah. pumps.
Yeah, it's barely coffee.
Thrown to the wolves.
Barely coffee yeah. involved. That's a lot of fun. Guys, I just want to acknowledge something because I know it's going to...
Yeah. Oh, we missed the land acknowledgement. Shit.
That's not what I was going to do. It's also a podcast, so we can't... Like, it doesn't really work that way.
Are we in three different cities also?
Yeah. Toronto, Chicago.
I'm dying in this fucking country-ass fucked-up town.
I'm in Winnipeg. And so The thing that happened just now while you guys were talking is that I sort of coughed off to the side, but a large amount of phlegm came out of my mouth and landed on my sweater. And I had to kind of put
it... Was it gelatinous as well?
I hate to confirm such things, but yes is the answer. And
disgusting.
Yeah, it's terrible. So I just feel like I would hate to be a viewer on YouTube who kind of caught that and then
just
felt
to be
like
a viewer,
I was.
Period.
Yeah, I mean, I would hate to be somebody watching this. Sucks to be you at home, but you know, I just wouldn't want anybody to kind of think that I didn't acknowledge that gross bodily sort of discharge that I just made. But should we spin the wheel?
I think it's time to start the show. I'm sorry for the beginning, to Miguel, to Kevin, to our listeners, but let's see what the wheel has in store. With a warm-up segment. Woo!
What do we got?
We got number 69.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Not joking,
oh,
folks.
Oh, shit.
Fire it up. If there is a guest, and there is, Miguel must answer as many rapid-fire questions as he can in a row, alternating between Thomas and Kevin.
Okay,
Miguel,
wow.
You win the dollar amount of the most you can get done in 30 seconds.
Is there like a link for like
there
rapid fire
There is a link
questions?
For Kevin okay. and I to use.
And will this be e-transferred to me?
I guess so.
I didn't write this one, so I think this is going to come from Kevin's
What do you
lawyer.
Mean?
You can't even e-transfer. You're in America.
Yeah. Oh my God. He has a Canadian bank account because Thomas used to live here.
Way. I have some cash and holdings, but I don't think I could make
it work. But
Thomas,
every time we do the show, it costs me money.
As fast as Miguel will need it, I don't think I can make it work. So we're going to just pay from you, okay? Here's the link, Kevin. Miguel, don't click on this because you'll win lots of cash.
Don't click on the link, Miguel.
Please don't click on it because you could win up to 200 big ones if you do.
I'm not going to answer 200 questions in 30 seconds.
Okay, so...
But I would like to.
Okay, I don't know how we're...
For real.
Yeah.
You want me to pitch in? You want me to pitch in if you get some money?
I mean, I don't...
Be real with me for once in your life.
Now it feels like...
No, hold on. I'm not that kind of guy. I would like to donate whatever winnings I get to my bank account, bitch.
Hey!
And that's a shared bank account with his Brazilian wife. Yes.
Sorry about that. Okay, let's...
Okay, so...
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
We have 30 seconds.
You didn't tell me I was going to reveal that I'm a moron on this podcast.
I don't know what the questions are.
These questions are not trivia. They are just questions about you.
Oh.
Wait.
Okay. Yeah.
You only get 30
yeah.
seconds. So,
and I'm still going to get them wrong. And how much? The 30 seconds, you guys are going to eat up half that time just asking the questions.
Yeah,
it's going
to
be...
I might read my first question real slow, like...
So you don't have to give me a dollar.
I'm just going to quickly get this Tally Counter app downloaded. There we go. And then, Thomas, if you would like to set the timer...
I've got a 30-second timer on the clock.
Okay,
so, Thomas, we're just going to go back and forth from the top. Is that what we're going to do?
No, I've chosen a different section. I've chosen a different section, but you can start at the top.
Okay, well, what number are you starting at so that I don't cross over?
I'm starting at 88.
Okay, so I'll go through the middle somewhere. I'll start at, like, 42 or something. Okay.
30 seconds on the clock, Miguel. Here we go.
Okay.
Kevin's going first. 3, 2, 1, go.
Pumpkin spice latte or caramel frappuccino?
Caramel frappuccino.
When was the last time someone betrayed you?
At the beginning of this podcast. With you, when you said the wrong intro.
Okay.
Books or movies?
Movies.
Do you trust others too easily?
Absolutely. I came on this podcast.
What's the earliest memory you can remember?
dad leaving.
Holy
can you
shit.
Keep a secret?
Absolutely not.
Time's up.
Oh,
did he get?
That's six. That's six in total.
Man, six big bucks. Maybe I can get a caramel frappuccino.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get a cafe con leche.
Maybe your dad'll come back. That's insane. That's a weird segment that is good. Very quick. Like what? Yeah. What hell of a warm up segment? Quite literally a warm up segment.
Wow.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
Miguel's
that.
Making cash. We like. To
I felt like
our
therapy. Like I was open. You know. Like
yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's any other sort of big sort of questions in here that I feel like we need to kind of, you know, are you give your teenage self one piece of advice. That's something I think that I'd good. Like, I'd like.
Oh God. I honestly, shut up and listen more.
Okay. That actually feels like good advice.
That feels
like,
pointed.
I feel like
that's not a joke.
That feels pointed.
I am not a comedian.
Did you hear, I did say like, teenage self, not an advice you'd give the other people on the podcast. Did you hear? I was just wondering if there was like some error in my microphone.
I think it's a universal kind of advice you could give a lot of people. I just would need, I needed to hear that in when I was a pimply faced teenager.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
what,
fair. That's
what
fair.
Were the teens around you at the time trying to say that you weren't able to hear?
You're not welcome here.
So you wanted your teenage self to be more aware of how excluded he was being.
That's right.
What the fuck?
That's beautiful. Yeah, I can't believe all the messages we miss, huh?
Right in front of us.
Yeah, the things that skip by, you know, the things that go away and get through.
Welcome.
Beautiful.
I too have one more question from the imagination questions.
I love it.
You stumble upon a cave in the middle of a forest. What's inside?
A man with a wound who needs help.
No. That's the first thing that springs into your head?
That's right.
Like a, do you have like a fix them kind of fantasy? Is that like...
No, I'll a rescuer. I'll dynamite some stones to block the cave so no one else has to experience it.
Oh my god.
Like the ace in the hole, that movie where
that's right.
Douglas keeps him trapped down there to get the story.
What that's the right. fuck? Obscure Kirk Douglas movie reference?
I think Miguel knew it. Did you know it?
I did, yeah, I've seen that.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my
god. I am Spartacus.
That's kind of
definitely
semi-related. Yeah.
Hey, it's Kirk Douglas.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it is.
Cool.
Okay,
why don't we do another wheel segment?
Another wheeler?
Since that was 30 seconds long, it cost us some cash. Maybe we'll win it back.
So we owe Miguel $6.
I love it.
Bird is the word. Participants must discuss what is truly the worst bird.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. That is... I already... Let me just preface this by saying I don't like birds. Birds from afar, sure. But birds up close, those dead eyes.
Yeah.
Like, birds are... other animals, even like killer animals, I wouldn't be too afraid to be near. But birds freak me the hell out. Like, that's scary. I feel like they're evil somehow.
Well, part of it is that they have the ability
like
to sort
Hitchcock
of navigate...
movie.
Like that Hitchcock movie, North by Northwest.
Yeah.
The same joke. Yeah. Yes.
But like, you know, the birds have the ability to sort of navigate and move through the space in a way that we are not able to. They can get away from you really easily.
They can
like,
flee
you know,
at any time.
Yeah. A bear, you can follow a bear. Like, you know.
I could kick a bear's ass.
No,
easy.
You couldn't. Yeah. Right? Obviously, you couldn't kick a bear's ass. No.
I bet you couldn't even tell me all the bear rules right now. They're so confusing. If you see a grizzly bear, stand tall. If you see a black, I don't remember. They're all. It's always a different rule for every bear.
Right. Yeah. And interesting that you stopped right there, which is sort of a weird.
Indicative
like
that
you
don't remember
all
the
of them.
Yeah.
The only one I remember is that if you're near a polar bear, you're toast. Yeah. There's nothing
he's done.
Yeah. That's
true.
And I mean,
I've read
out
the
here,
Golden Compass. I know those things are
that's
vicious.
A fantasy series, right?
Yeah, about polar bears that wear mech armor and fight.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Do you think that that's what real bears do?
Based in reality, yeah.
If you're near a polar bear, suit up in your mech suit and fight back.
Yeah.
Yo,
if you're near a polar bear,
owns in his movie. Look at him.
Consider his dark materials.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I agree. Birds are threatening. I mean, birds of prey are genuinely really scary and can like tear your skull open.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're super powerful.
You know what's a dumb fucking bird? What's the one with the big fucking tub of a mouth? A pelican? Is that what it is?
Pelican,
Pelican rocks. That's one of my top birds.
They scoop-de-doop whenever they want to eat. It's amazing.
Scoop-de-doop, Kevin.
I am. You did win me over immediately by describing it as a scoop-de-doop.
No other birds pull it off a scoop-de-doop.
Yeah.
I couldn't even pretend to be pissed off about it anymore. I was like, yeah, all right. That's
okay, cool. So we could be afraid of these big birds of prey. But what about just like a goddamn nuisance bird, like a pigeon?
Yeah, you know, I think like, a pigeon is up there for maybe one of the worst birds.
Rats with wings.
Shitting on your car, just eating garbage on the sidewalk. Just
I once went to, my mom is from England, and so when I was younger, I spent a lot of time. Oh yeah, exactly, I know.
Okay, nice.
Try being like me, motherfucker! My mom and I went to England once, and we were at a seaside town. We went on a little vacation to like a, I can't remember which one it was, but, when we were there, we sort of went to a casino, and I actually ended up winning big at the blackjack tables. And it was like, I was like only like 19 or 20. So it was like a pretty exhilarating moment for me. We went shopping and I bought dinner for everybody, my mom and my uncle and I, and it was really nice. And I bought this new jacket and I was really happy about it. And I was walking down the street and my new jacket was soiled by a motherfucking pigeon.
Pigeon.
This is this pigeon's getting up there quickly in the running for worst.
So I could be convinced that a pigeon
in England.
Yes.
You could say and then like pigeon English, right?
Hey, kinda Kirk Douglas.
Kind of clever, Kirk. Yeah, Kirk in that one.
I've seen that movie too.
That's Johnny English you're thinking of.
Right, that's so Rowan Atkinson. Right, so easy to mix those
Gemma
two up.
Atkinson, I think.
I am Mr. Bean.
Yes. Really
no, I'm good. Mr. Bean.
They
no,
all
I'm
stand
Mr.
up.
Bean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's also some funny bird names. You know, right? There's
what
just
you got?
Looked up some. We got Blue Tit.
That's
we got red-shafted flicker. We got yellow-bellied sapsucker. I mean,
damn, that sounds like a bird who could scoop-de-doo.
Yeah. Honestly, give me that bird's number.
That sapsucker.
Trying to get my sap sucked from a yellow-bellied.
Get my sap sucked till my belly yellow. She suck on my sap till my belly yellow is maybe the tweet, right? And let's send that out from Miguel's account for an extra $6. He'll do it.
Bring me to a grand total of 12. Fucking, you can tweet whatever you want. Nobody's on anymore. It's just so porn cheap. And street fights.
Yeah.
Porn and street fights.
Are there any other birds we've forgotten that we don't?
I mean, I think a seagull is also a pretty nuisance bird. Like, who's wow, I love seagulls? Not really anybody.
Also, a goose is kind of an asshole, right? Like, if you run into a goose, it'll pick on you. It'll attack you. It'll
I got a story for that. Right now, my wife, who's Brazilian.
Okay. Nice, dude. I feel sound cute.
She works in an office here in Toronto. And they got a memo one day when they were at work. This is true. Where they're like, an email went company-wide where it's like, the front doors, the main doors to the office, are no longer available for use because there is a goose nesting an egg right beside the door, and it is very protective and super angry, and we are not allowed to move the egg.
Oh, no.
So they have to go in like a side door, and this is going on like 2 weeks now.
How long does it take for a goose's egg to hatch?
I don't know. We're not allowed to ask him because we can't go near the door.
can't even get any information. Is this still ongoing?
Yeah, it's still ongoing as far as I know. Every day I can't wait for her to come home and give me the goose update.
It's just a matter of time before we end up in engage in a hostage taking situation, right? I mean, all it takes is for a couple more geese to quote unquote nest outside of some doors, and your wife is stuck at work suddenly. Your wife can't come home.
She sleeps there now. She lives there
because there's geese nesting on the other.
No, you guys
every
are just
exit.
Having problems, right?
that's her having an affair and saying, "I can't come home because
you won't believe the amount of geese."
A goose.
nesting an egg at the front door. What the fuck?
Clearly being cheated on. Just like, yeah, there's this crazy goose situation.
And Miguel comes on the show and just explains it like, you guys won't believe this crazy thing.
This is crazy, and I didn't ask any questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's always way happier when she finally gets home, but yeah.
And her hair looks different?
I guess she got attacked by the goose, yeah.
It must be the goose.
Well, honey, these scratches on your back, are they from the goose?
It's time to vote. That's enough, Kevin. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's a man's world you're talking about. So let's vote on who our least favorite bird is. On the count of three, we'll each announce our least favorite bird. We'll see if we line up.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Toucan Sam.
Dork. What did you guys say?
I went with pigeon.
I said toucan Sam.
There's also, we skipped over one bird. Have you ever seen like a barge in like a bay where like those birds follow around? Like a garbage barge, they follow it around in big packs. Maybe they're not the worst bird, but those birds are fucking losers, man.
They just hang out on a garbage island.
That's your scene. Like,
they're just give me that garbage.
Yeah. That's literally trash to me, and that's like your
home. Yeah. One man's trash is another man's home.
Yeah.
Another bird's home.
Kevin,
you picked
Toucan Sam, not a Fruit Loops guy.
No, I recently, you know, the situation when you have a partner, I guess it sounds like all of us now have somebody that lives with us. We all live with our partners because I know that unless Thomas and Kim are still sort of having the issues that they've sort of been having.
We're having them, but we're still living together.
Cohabitating. Great. Yeah. So Kara really likes Fruit Loops. I'm not a Fruit Loops guy.
Kara really likes Fruit Loops. I would never have guessed that.
I know she's a big fan of Big Loop, and so she bought cereal for the house, and she bought Fruit Loops and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which, like, first off, we're also 13 years old, I know, but
yeah, I mean, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is incredible
cereal, right?
It's just sugar,
right yeah. Now she bought this. Now the situation is the Cinnamon Toast Crunch was not opened, but she bought the Fruit Loops and started opening it. But I would like some cereal. Now I'm like, fuck, do I open the Cinnamon Toast Crunch or do I just like, cause it will go stale, you know, cereal goes stale. So do I suffer the less good cereal of Fruit Loops? Because Fruit Loops is not a good cereal. It's a
I'm
bad
not against
cereal.
It.
What?
I'm only against one cereal and I actually like the taste of it, but I'm against it.
What do you mean? Which
cereal? I'm against Corn Pops.
I was gonna guess corn for some reason.
Is it because they
kind of
hurt
my head? Why?
No, you guess. No, so that's your guess. What do you think the reason I hate it is?
I think gotta have my pops is a little aggressive.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I don't know if anyone else on earth feels this way, but I bet once I say it, people are gonna be like, "Who listen?" All the listeners are gonna write me emails and be like, "Yes,
yes,
Corn Pops.
Yeah.
They taste good to me."
Yeah,
but when you smell Corn Pops, they smell like piss. They literally smell like urine. I'm telling you the truth. There's some sort of chemical thing.
I could easily be convinced of this. I it's been a long time since I've sniffed my Corn Pops, but
that would have been a good segment. Is like if we all like had Corn Pops and had to describe the piss smell.
I'm going to buy 10 boxes right now, desperately hoping they
Thomas
all smell
is
like
door dashing some Corn Pops to his house at the moment so that he can...
Wait, Kevin, what did you do with your cereal?
I ended up cracking open the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm not going to fucking sit idly by
it. I think you're a little overly worried about them getting stale. Cereal lasts a while.
Also, you can roll up the bag or you can clip it. Grow up, man.
Grow up. A big bowl of...
Oh, he's leaving. Corn, oh, that's it. Wow, he's like, he didn't... This guy really takes cereal very cerealously.
Yeah. And nice. And the thing is, he does this so often. He's just moving away his gelatinous...
Yeah, he's just still so afraid often of the boiling water.
Oh, it doesn't even affect me.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. Okay.
What's happened?
No, that's
Kevin?
Fine.
He spilled the water. You spilled the water? You stubbed your toe.
I just kind of spilled the water, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah, we're you should let it soak into whatever it's spilled into and keep talking to us.
Yeah,
we're
think I will.
Gonna take a break, I think.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I could use it.
Yeah.
For just 2 seconds, so I'm just gonna hit this. I'll be right back.
Did you actually spill it?
Yes.
Oh, man. And you I did it off the camera. Shit on my sweater.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Kevin. God.
God damn it.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Caitlin. We're the co-hosts of a little podcast called Gimme That D.
Did that get your attention?
It's a Disney Channel original movie breakdown podcast.
We are breaking down all of your favorite childhood movies that aired on the Disney Channel from 96 to 06, the golden age of cinema.
Adair. We are two F-list comedians with a lot of A-list comedian friends, and together we break down and celebrate these absolutely batshit crazy films.
So we're talking aloof parents.
Inexplicable plots.
Full cuts responsible for sexual awakenings the world over.
And we ask the hard-hitting journalistic questions like, what the fuck is this?
And could we have maybe taken a second pass at that script?
Oh, but we love them.
Oh, God, yes.
So listen to us wherever you get your podcasts.
To stay in the know of what movie we're covering each week and who our guest is, follow us on Instagram at GMTDpod.
Yeah, but for real, do it.
And we have returned. Thomas is Chris Angeling over there. And Miguel, do you have a segment for us?
Yes, I do. I don't know you guys that well, and I feel like a great way to get to know someone is to hear them sing karaoke.
Oh.
So I thought we could do a segment called Podcast Karaoke.
Okay. Sure. All right. I'm sick.
I'll get
great.
In front of this. Neither Kevin nor I would say we're a singer or even like kind of good at singing.
It's not That's about exactly being good. Right. It's about like just, you know, singing out, just putting yourself out there. Seeing your personality. Now, yeah. Did you want to sing like a song together or did you want to sing each your own song?
I can almost guarantee you that singing a song together will go sideways because of the latency.
Okay, that's true. Because, that's true.
Yeah. So I think.
Okay, so in maybe, that case, who wants to go first?
Should we sort of guess an odd number between, or guess an odd number, guess a number between 1 and 10, Thomas? And then.
I know. Like that sort yours of flipping is going to be 1, 3, 5, 7, or 9.
Maybe it will be. Maybe it won't be.
Wait. So. Okay. I'm thinking of a number. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
Got it.
It's got to be 7.
Right. 4.
It is 4.
No.
Hey, Thomas is going first.
Okay. Thomas, I'm going to put a link in the chat here for you.
And I can share my screen so that I get the audio most
then it will be,
synced up.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, that's the smartest way to do it.
I can't believe I'm bringing a tech-heavy segment. I'm being a difficult guest.
This is great. This is great. We've had people show up with like entire slideshows, so you're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
The song I will be singing is "Wannabe" by the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the YouTube grabbing the algorithm and giving a shit for it. I'm excited to hear this.
This
is going to be good.
This seems like a popular song.
I don't know it.
You have to know it. It's very hard to sing.
It's maybe their most popular song.
Maybe I'll know it once I
start to hear
it.
Yeah, that's the sort of Sing King karaoke intro.
We love Sing King.
Yes, we do.
Oh, this one. Tell me what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zigga zigga. You wanna my future?
She knows so fast.
Yeah.
If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just fine. I'll tell you what I want, what I really,
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 really
want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna
zigga zigga. If you wanna be my lover, gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever.
You really don't
Friendship
know this song.
Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give.
You've got to give.
It's too easy, but that's the way it is. What you think about that? Now you know how I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Say you can handle my love. Are you for real?
For real.
I won't be hasty.
Give you a try.
If you really bug me, then I'll say goodbye. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna zigga zigga. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to
give. A brand new melody.
Taking is too easy. That is the way it is.
It sounds like an after school special.
If you wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. We got G in the MC who likes it easy, V. doesn't come for free. She's a real lady. As for me, ha, you'll see. Slam your body down and wind it all around. Slam your body down and wind it all around. You want to be my lover? Gotta get with my friends, man. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover, you got to give.
You got to give.
It's too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my lover, well, no, you gotta slam your body down and wind it all around.
Wow. That was great. Here's what I learned about you. You're
nervous.
Too cool for pop music, so you don't remember the melody of Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
That's incredible that you didn't know it, T.
And also, I just realized also that you're game for anything, because I didn't realize giving you that song that five people sing it. So it's actually very hard to do as a solo. But
yeah, not an easy solo track.
I'll give a little look behind the curtain into my shame. I, of course, do know this song. I am a terrible singer. And I remembered parts of it, and then later we remembered different parts, but couldn't quite put together how it was supposed to sound. And it was actually really good.
Oh, man.
So it was really good.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see how well my congestion holds up to this. About halfway through, I'm quite expecting to hack up a lung. But
I'm giving you a short one for that very reason.
Oh, you're a kind man, Miguel.
This is bullshit.
It's just going to be like, yeah.
Now, it's recommended that you sing this song entirely in falsetto, but that's up to you.
Okay, we'll see if I can even do that right now. All right.
That's up to you.
Oh, I love this song. Oh, hold on. I'm getting an ad. Give me a second to get through this Wix ad.
No, you got to karaoke the fucking ad.
Step into Wix Studio. let's go share screen here. We're going to go this here. We're going to also share tab audio. We're going to go like this. You guys can see that? Is that working?
Yes, here we go.
Yeah.
Kiss okay. by Prince.
With karaoke.
And I want to hear all the sex noises that he makes in the song as
It's also not short.
Yeah, it's not that short. Simple.
Oh, it's very long. I thought it was short.
Here we go, baby.
You can bail midway if you want. I don't give a shit.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Okay, already you're killing it.
Don't have to be beautiful to turn me off.
Who's ready for 4 minutes of this?
Just me, your body, baby.
This was a really good episode.
Good night, everybody.
Experience to turn me on.
Kevin's like gone. He forgot about us.
To me, I'm gonna show you what it's all about.
Here we go. Here it is. Here we go.
Don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with.
Okay. I just want
your extra time and your kiss.
All right.
Okay.
This is rigged.
This is and slaughter.
Kevin's cheated by knowing
you
a song.
You got to not talk dirty, Thomas. If you wanna
he's working you into the song.
You can't be too flirty, Thomas.
No,
undress me.
He's killing you, Thomas.
I want to be your fantasy, Thomas.
Beautiful.
Maybe you could be mine.
Okay, now I want you to work in my name as well.
You just leave it all up to Miguel. We can have a good time.
And we are having a good time.
How does he do it?
Don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be Thomas or Miguel to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with.
Off time.
Want your
really bending the time there, but all right.
Kiss. Oh, some marimba going on in here now. That's nice. Oh.
I like it.
How much? I don't know the rest of the lyrics of this song. Those were the only parts I ever know.
Just an instrumental.
I think it's just the same after this.
Yeah.
We could wrap it up there. See here.
Yeah. Women, not girls, rule my world. I said they rule my world. That's the end of the song.
Okay,
I love
it.
It occurred to me, like, I genuinely think this might happen, that while I'm singing, I can't hear because I, like, have full amnesia, like there was no instrumental while I was doing that song, which is true.
It's very, like, singers and musicians often have in-ear monitors because it's really right. hard to hear at the same time when you're singing. There is, like, a resonance that gets in the way.
Yeah.
So that's
you know, weird. Isn't it weird that all concerts are kind of like karaoke because they all have those monitors now at the front with all the lyrics in case they forget.
Especially when they're like older or more prolific artists. So yeah, they're like, oh, help me out. Like, yeah, you know,
that is really funny.
I used to perform in a band regularly. I would rap
in England. Brag much.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Yeah, it's called the Beatles. You might have heard of them. but wow. No, I used to perform in a band and the lead singer in our band, we would do song. We were like a pop dance cover band. So we would do like, you know, Maroon 5 and Michael Jackson and we would do like Eminem songs and Will Smith and just weird, like, you know, when you go to a bar and you want to party with your friends kind of music. But the singer would like, if it was like Thriller by Michael Jackson, just never learned the words. He would just like mumble them through, but no one would ever notice because like no one really knows the words to Thriller. Like, you know, they all know like the big part, but like all the middle stuff, they're kind of like, oh, I'm confused. There's spooky sounds and whatever. So it's pretty common. You just get your way through, you know.
I bet wedding bands most of the time are just kind of like muttering what the lyrics
are. Or you're like, and you go.
Yeah, hold it out to the crowd, let them do the work, right? Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of the whole thing.
You happen to pick a great, one of the few Prince songs I know really well. So, yeah.
You were fucking riffing.
Me too. Yeah, you picked a song I also know and love. So
I used to DJ a lot, and I used to play that song.
It was sick for both of us. I don't feel even a mite self-conscious. I sort of am. I'm flying now.
Oh, good.
My ego has hit the stratosphere.
I see.
The end of the podcast can come soon enough because I want this energy to linger for a long time. So
you want it to be ugly in here.
Do one more segment. Is that, I mean, that's 45 minutes. We could call it there. Do we think we can top that?
How do you top a song?
Get your hand off my penis!
You know, that was authentic karaoke as well. It was the authentic karaoke vibes of like, I was like, this is a good idea. I'll make them sing karaoke. And then a minute.
And then about halfway through, you're like, oh, this feels like being at a shitty karaoke bar.
Halfway is generous. I'm going to say 1 minute. One minute.
10 seconds in. Well, also, the thing you always realize in karaoke is, oh, the song's a lot longer than I thought.
Yeah. Oh, there's an extra. Oh, the solo.
Look at this goddamn
then
outro. Oh, my God.
You'd think, like, when they make songs for karaoke edits, I mean, I guess you want it to be true to the song, but, like, why not just cut the solo, right? Like, we don't need it, you know? Most songs, it's not the best part. But anyway, I feel like, I mean, what was the Miguel? I feel like you had one more segment for us, didn't you? Say you, and we can
it's another
quickly.
Musical segment. I was just going to say, who's the shittiest band, the least liked band?
Okay,
that everyone makes fun of that you think is fantastic.
I get you. Okay,
shitty,
this is good.
Music
and it's called defend yourself.
You're talking about like shitty, like making fun of it, like Nickelback style.
Yeah,
or like,
exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Nickelback is a great example of like if you were really into Nickelback.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Kanye rules minus his personality, so that's a terrible example.
I feel the exact opposite.
Okay.
You love everything he has to say.
Rock. Music, a little too loud.
Thomas and I went to see Kanye West together. I vibed to the music
right
the whole time, and
he
only vibed.
Breakdown.
Yeah, it was really.
I've seen Kanye 3 times. Hi-o.
Oh yeah. There we go.
Kanye is good.
And they were all post anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
So we're saying that This is a band not that is cancelable, but that has bad music generally thought. But
or is like hated. Yeah. So like
I'm gonna check my because I truly am terrible with music. I need to like look at my songs. But
I think
May I start?
Please, please, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. While you guys think about it, because I had a chance to think about this before.
Yeah.
Now it didn't occur to me that everyone makes fun of this band, but I grew up loving Supertramp.
Oh, sure.
And then when I saw the movie High Fidelity, it's a literal punchline in the movie. He's probably some super tramp fan.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've heard numerous takedowns of them because I guess they were like some Swedish producer. Is it Swedish? Like kind of assembled the band. They're not like a naturally forming band.
They're like a soup. They're like a boy band. They got
And everyone calls them super lame, but to this day, I freaking love Supertramp.
There you go. All right. All right.
I think that's a good pick. I mean,
that's a good one.
Back in that time too, the super groups were very fun. It was cool, like growing up, to be like, they're all here. Like the Traveling Wilburys, which is also not a good band, but it's like
that album is surprisingly good. That you know, but you're not wrong. But it's surprisingly there's some good songs on there.
It's good, but it's somehow so much less than you would imagine it would be, if that makes sense. But yeah,
I think the first thing that, like, so I used to be like, I was big into like emo music when I was a kid. So like, you know, bands like My Chemical Romance stuff was huge for me. And I feel like they got dragged a lot but I was like a fan when people were also making fun of them.
They really suck.
I mean, hey now.
I was into some of that music too, but come on, we can look back and come on.
Defend yourself,
I think The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance it doesn't suck. No, I think you're wrong. I think that it's got pop punk meets operatic rock, which I think is really interesting. Okay. And I think that the writing is unique. I don't know that it always hits the mark, but I think that it's going for something that maybe some of the more traditional emo bands that are really angsty don't do. Like
traditional emo is the funniest phrase I've heard today.
That's the most millennial phrase that's ever come out of my mouth.
You are delivering times 1,000 on what I wanted out of this segment. You just sounded like such an asshole.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Traditional emo.
Thank you. Traditional emo.
Traditional emo.
Traditional emo a la The Used, a la, what's the one? Fucking Bright Eyes. You know, I just think that the lyricism specifically from My Chemical Romance is maybe overly like abstract, but it's got like the thing that like weird alt bands that like Red Hot Chili Peppers and Nirvana had, which was like writing that isn't like as clear as maybe people would like it to be. And I think that in emo music, that's a rarity. But I'm also defending them because I love them deeply. But another band of similar ilk might be like Fall Out Boy, I think. Sure. But Fall Out Boy got worse. Like Fall Out
Boy,
they started at least like genuinely making that style of music, but then like later on got like really weird and overproduced and started sounding like shitty Imagine Dragons, which was not good.
Now Weezer is a much superior band in their early days to Fall Out Boy in their early days, but I feel like Fall Out Boy did the like Weezer trajectory of like
that's a very good point.
Actively getting worse.
Yeah. And
on
Weezer,
purpose.
Weezer's like weird. Like Weezer will be like terrible and then they'll have like two or three okay tracks come out once in a while. But for the most part, they're like totally incapable of capturing the magic that was their early work. Right. And I feel like Fall Out Boy started and then just like, injected the Weezer virus into their
the Weezer virus.
That's what I call COVID.
I have my answer.
Okay.
I combed through. I think this is a pretty good one.
Okay.
Macklemore.
Oh, oof, Marone. That's rough. That is, wow, that's rough.
I've gone full 360 on him, where he first showed up. I think everyone was kind of into Thrift Shop. He had some of those songs. We were all like, oh, cool. Then he became very, very uncool. He did the song about how he thought he was gay when he was like a teenager.
When I was in the first grade, I thought that I was gay.
The Macklemore's best moment is when he won Best Album at the Grammys. Apologize.
He texted Kendrick saying, sorry, man.
And on stage, he was like, because every person on earth was like, what the fuck?
Right. It was Good Kid, Mad City versus his.
That's sort of where, I don't know, I feel like he seems like a kind of good guy. Like, despite how
I won't disagree with that. I'll say
that. He seems like kind of a fun guy. His songs are pretty enjoyable. I like doing them at karaoke, actually. That's like a few of the songs I'm capable of doing. So I'll defend Macklemore. I think he's got some decent rap skills when he tries to use them. I don't like that he references the Malcolm Gladwell song in his album track that opens at the 10,000 hours or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Now I think we can all agree that he has a lot. He enfolds in a lot of genres like hip hop and traditional emo.
Fuck you.
I'm going to use traditional emo elsewhere. Thank you. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. And you weren't even saying it as a joke.
No, it was real. It came out of my mouth with sincerity and genuineness.
And Miguel has really turned on us at the last
No, Thomas, you're cool. Kevin, traditional emo.
Yeah. Oh, no, Kevin, man. All the cachet I won off of that Prince shit was...
You know what? We made Thomas do that karaoke and embarrass himself, and then you joined him in the gutter. Good for you.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to use that $6 I'm supposed to send to you to send to Wikipedia to create a page for a genre of music that may or may not be already existing.
You could order me an even worse towel.
There we go. Yeah, I did Google traditional emo and
zero results.
The
Wikipedia entry says a term coined by Kevin.
Weirdly it says
there doesn't seem to be anything here.
I will tell you this, scrolling through like the first 25 results, never does the words traditional and emo appear beside each other.
I think that's an original nugget. And for that, you should be proud, at least.
Well, thank you kindly. Thank you. Miguel, is there anything that you would like to plug that you want people to know about?
Yes. How about a couple of years ago, me and my sketch troupe, Tony Ho, we did three seasons of a sketch podcast on CBC.
Okay.
And we're not making it anymore, but I feel like we would love some more people to listen to it because we put a lot of heart into it. And it's got a name, and it's called Traditional Emo.
Fuck.
No, it's called the Tony Ho Podcast. It's on CBC Podcasts. Check it out.
I got it here. I'm gonna put a link to it in the description. Description.
Yeah. If you are listening to this podcast and you're already checking out a new podcast, you should also give this one 5 stars, which is what Miguel is doing right now. He's pulling out his phone.
You can see he's got his phone in his hands.
You can see him. He's doing it.
He's sort of miming it, sort of like typing in the air. So,
but that's fine. If you want to give us 5 stars, Miguel, it would help lead by example.
We'll do.
You can also check out our other podcast, What We Do in the Basement. It's a D&D actual play show that Kevin DMs and edits. It's very good.
Yeah.
And you're going to check out some cool Club Soda improv shows, and Antipodes by Annie Baker is coming.
That's right. May 29th to June 1st. Come watch me act my ass off
alongside
very talented people. It's a great show. We're in the middle of rehearsals right now, and it's a lot of fun. I'm sure you'll hear more about it as the episodes come out over the next few weeks. T, do you have any shows coming up that people need to see you at?
Nope.
Okay. Once again, you know, I gotta stop asking you because it really makes it seem like you don't really.
Very embarrassing.
Yeah, it's just
kind of pivoted away and / been ostracized from.
Some would say deservedly so.
Yeah,
not me, but someone somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. Okay. Well,
described me as the cafe con leche of cans.
Shut the fuck up! Don't make fun of him!
Have a good one, folks.
Bye.
Bye.